Hello and welcome to Anatomy of Marriage. I'm your host, Melanie Studley.
What's up, my friends? My name is Seth Studley. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And today we are asking the question, do men really need to lead in marriage?
All right, let's dive in. Today's show is brought to you by Faithful Counseling. You need help and you know it.
Yeah.
Go to getfaithful.com/anatomy of marriage to get the help you need today.
So I am taking a different route with this show.
Okay.
Starting right now.
Okay.
Don't be an idiot. Go to getfaithful.com/anatomy of marriage. Because if you know that you can get help by talking to somebody, you're like, oh, I don't want to show my feelings. I don't want to do this. Do it. And stop wasting time. I'm a therapist. I can be empathetic and sympathetic and all that stuff. But if you're just sitting there thinking, oh, I should, stop shooting on yourself and go to getfaithful.com/anatomy of marriage to talk to a freaking therapist to get your life on track.
That's right.
Do it.
Today we wanted to ask the question, because we are living in a thoroughly modern era.
Oh,
okay. That's from Master and Commander, by the way.
Oh.
What a thoroughly modern time we live in.
That's right.
He's looking at the hull of a boat.
Cast,
I love that movie. Anyway, we are living in thoroughly modern times, and we need to ask ourselves some really revamped questions.
Thoroughly modern questions.
Do men really need to lead in marriage? Mm. Like, do they? Is it necessary anymore? Can we drop the facade? Can we be done with this? Is this old school, old
hat?
Can we stop? What's the answer?
Hell no.
That's right. That's right. Heck no, techno.
So I said that I was going to take a different approach to this, and this is a journey of ours, right? So we all, well, grew up in kind of, you know, think of family of origin. Mom stayed home, dad worked, whatever. That was for us, right? Maybe not for you guys. And that worked, and there was a lot of stuff that didn't work, right? And then fast forward, we get married. We want to perpetuate that just because we perpetuate things we know from family origin, good and bad. And then we start going to a church where it was like biblical leadership, the man says, and all this stuff. And that worked for a minute, but then it got to a point where it absolutely did not work.
So, like in our marriage, right?
Yeah, in our marriage. Right. And, geez, countless of other thousands, millions of other marriages,
right,
too. There's a point where it doesn't work because I think we were doing it incorrectly. And I have a thought on it that is going to be great, and I'll probably get super passionate about it. So what do you think about leadership, like men leading in that way?
The thing that I think, and this could be right or wrong, I don't even care, good or bad, still don't even care. Men are leaders anyway. You're already leading. Mm-hmm. Even if you're a dookie fart leader, if you interrupt me when you ask me to answer the question, I will do something.
Oh, you're leading the show. This is bullcrap.
So men are leading regardless. And now this could be a product. Most likely it is an amalgamation of a product of our culture, a product of family of origin, a product of church. Who cares? But that's the state of things. Men are leading and women are following them. Now, not every woman is and not every man is. But even if you are a man in a marriage, you have a wife and kiddos, you are leading them, right? Now, does that mean women can't lead? No, that's not what I'm saying. And that's not what this whole thing is not about. Women are, you know, like the men are the dominant, women are the whatever the opposite of dominant is. Passive, I don't even know. Non-dominant.
Non-dominant. Your left hand instead of your right hand.
So that is not what I'm referring to. But when it comes to the question of like, should men lead? They do. It doesn't matter if you should or shouldn't. You are, right? So that is where I think, like, take up the sword, gird your loins or whatever. Like, just do right because you already are leading. If you're, especially if you have kids, like, the question is not, should you lead? You are leading. And that's what drives me bonkers when I see or hear men talk about, like, I don't know, men that don't want to lead, I guess. Mm. Like, you're leading already.
So, right. You're leading. Are you,
like, what kind of leader? Yeah.
Are you a good leader or a bad leader? Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's all been times when we were bad leaders and then we get our shit together and go, oh, okay, let's do something different. And the approach that I want to take about it, because I'm actually really excited about this, because I don't care who I offend or don't offend in this. I am just saying what I think about it, what has proven to be true
in
my life.
Say it, don't spray it, man.
I'm going to say it, don't spray it. And let's start a conversation. If you disagree, fine, right? I think that I am actually highly educated and have gone through billions of hours of courses and stuff and about feminist family therapy, feminist theory, all this stuff. And I would say that I am leaning more of as a feminist than most of my guy friends, right. Probably, right?
Do you know the... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Do you know the definition of a feminist?
I think one of the best definitions I've heard, which is very... it's not verbatim, but it's like, oh, you want good for women.
It's basically like people are equal.
Right.
Feminism is not like women are the leaders. It's right. Like people are all equal.
And I'm not talking about some stupid ass skewed version of biblical leadership, manhood, all this stuff. I am going to take the stance of let's go to nature, right? Let's just look at a male lion. Let's look at a bull elk and even a cow elk or a female lion or whatever. They Lioness. Have different and very distinct roles. And in most cases, when shit hits the fan, it is the guy, the male version of a human or an elk or a bird. It doesn't matter. They go and they fight. Women do the nurturing kind of thing. And that is like biological, evolutionary stuff. I don't care about the Bible. I don't care about your feminism viewpoint or the patriarchy or matriarchy. That is the lens in which I am looking at it right now. I don't DM me. Let's have a conversation. I'm not saying everybody's stupid. Do it this way. I'm not saying
and
that.
And I will clarify though, too, if there was some fight that had to be fought, whatever, Seth and I would fight together also. Like he is not at all saying women shouldn't be out there doing these things. That is not what he is saying. So please do not hear him say that from a biological standpoint and be like, oh, Seth believes that women can't do that. That is not what he means.
No, women can do anything. And my best example of that is basically my grandmother and you. And my mom too. She's a pretty strong badass too. So I've had a lot of strong women in my life. So I am not discounting that. I wouldn't be where I was if it weren't for my grandmother, my mother, and you. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
Right? So I was going to say something too. Oh, and one thing that really fires me up about men not leading is, well, they try to lead and they bullshit themselves and they're holding their ladies, their wives, their daughters, their whoever back because they want to have like this false sense of control over it because the church said so, because culture said so, because of some men's group that you're in said so or whatever. It's like your dad told me one thing. He's like, and this is in a different context than women and stuff, but it's like, hey, if somebody can do it better than you, get the hell out of the way and let them. You can actually lead by getting out of the way.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Say it again.
Melanie has always edited and produced our show, right? If I could be weird and go, oh, well, I need to learn editing and, you know, spend all this time, but be half as good as it, but still be weird about it because, oh, she was doing it and I want to have my, like, you know, fingerprints on stuff. That is me slowing the whole progress down. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So get out of the way.
Right.
Let you fill up your Melanie-shaped space as a woman, as a mom, as a wife, as a whoever. And then I can do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I do want to like turn this back to the question, should men really lead? Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to have a lot of questions about, okay, what does this look like in the home or whatever? Mm-hmm. And for me, this is what it looks like. One of the best definitions I've ever heard, and this is on Order of Man podcast, which they're pretty hierarchical, top-down kind of thing, and I just think a little bit slightly differently from that. But one of the guests answered, hey, what is a man? A man does what he needs to do exactly when he needs to do it and the best to his ability, right? It's like you fit the situation. If there's somebody at a door and I have a gun on my nightstand, I'm going to go, oh, shit, and meet the guy at the door, right?
You made it sound like just any like the Amazon delivery man. Like, I'm going to get my gun on the nightstand.
What the F, Amazon?
Why are you dropping off that backpack?
Right. If it's, I need to be super sympathetic to my daughter or my son or to you. Mm-hmm. Or I need to go buy tampons. It doesn't matter.
Tampons are bad. Get a Diva cup.
Yeah, get a Diva cup, right? # Diva cup. Whatever the thing, whatever the situation calls for, I will meet that situation in the way that I only can, in a masculine way, because Melanie can't meet it in that masculine way as much as I can, no matter what it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll meet it differently.
That could be the same definition for a woman. Hey, what is a woman? Well, she kicks ass and does exactly what's needed, right? And sometimes what is needed is me getting the hell out of the way and going,
Right.
Okay. You know more about this than I do. I'm not deferring. I'm not, okay, you take care of it and everything goes to hell.
Right.
Like,
you don't,
I
like,
blame you.
Yeah.
No, it's taking accountability. It's being responsible. It's taking extreme ownership. And here's a perfect example. So we went and saw a movie yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the movie because it's evergreen content. we went and saw a movie yesterday and
it's really good.
I planned it out. I got the tickets and said, hey, we need to leave it this time. So I'm like, okay, I got the family there and paid for it and all this stuff, right? Oh, whoop-de-doo, that's not a big deal. But where I made a mistake after that is, okay, it's going to be 7:15, 7:30 by the time we get out. People are going to be hungry. Let me orchestrate something because we got out and people were just walking around. Oh, what do we do? I'm hungry. I want this. Instead, I could have said, hey, Melanie, there's two options we can go to, maybe three options, right? Let's go to this one, this one, this one. Let's have it planned out before we get out of the movie. So there's no confusion. There's some leadership around that.
Right.
And we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen, right? Mm-hmm. I really wish that I'd done that yesterday. And one of the things, I wrote it down this morning in my day planner, was plan, visualize, and execute things for as much as you can. Okay. And it's being wise about it. Of course, I can't control all variables.
Right.
Right. But I can think and then strategize with you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to strategize, then I will take the lead and strategize myself.
Right.
Kind of thing. And probably as you guys, I don't want to assume anything, but as I'm talking, I'm thinking, oh, well, can't women strategize? Can't women plan and visualize?
Yes.
Of course they can.
Yeah. And that's the get out of the way part. Like that's what ended up happening last night, actually, is you were trying to figure out where can we take the kids? And I'm like, they're going to hate anywhere we go because they're tired. They're hungry already. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's just literally go to McDonald's. We ended up going to Chick-fil-A because it was still open and they were happy and we were happy and it was good. Mm-hmm. Right. So it was a get out of the way moment. It was not Seth. He's the leader. What do we do? Mm-hmm. It's sure he's leading, but also my idea is the best one right now. Let's follow that one.
Right. So how, and I want you to speak talk 1,000 minutes on this. How do you as a woman feel when I lead, when I take responsibility for stuff, when I am on base for things? And I've said this before, leading means you know what shit's going down and what isn't going down. You don't defer or abate your responsibilities. Abate? Yeah, I think that's the right word. You think of it and you take care of it. How does that make you feel when I lead in that way?
Good, but I want to be really clear on what I mean by that.
Okay.
So it's I think of I'm going to paint you a picture of my dad here for a minute. He's 5'7". Just kidding.
Just like
rotund.
Me. No. I'm not rotund. So
the way that he does leadership, I imagine a big office table. What is it called? A conference table?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's at the head of the table and he's let's say he's got five people at that table or six people, whatever it is.
Right.
And he goes, okay, here's our mission. We're going to build a house or build a company or we're going to go to the movies or whatever. And then it's almost like he looks around and goes, okay, which one of you is best for which job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Melanie, you're on that. Seth, you're on this. Mariner, you're on that. Hattie, you're on that. And then he lets them work to their highest ability, right? So it's one person sort of generally steering the ship, but also saying, now where's my team? It's a teammate. It's a team effort energy. So it's never, ever, ever is it that Seth gets final say. That's the sort of biblical thing we're taught is that men get the final say, which I think is a ton of bullshit. I hate it so much. It made our marriage, it caused a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. It caused a lot of very unhealthy choices throughout our whole marriage until 5 years ago, probably, because Seth had that mentality way in the back of his head. He wouldn't even have said that he had that mentality, but it was there running in the background that his ideas are better than mine. Right? Would you say that that was true for a long time? And so, he wants to buy a house in South Carolina. Do we have the money to do it? No. Should we? No. Are we going to actually move there? No. Do we need to live there? No. It doesn't make any sense. But in the way far realms of his brain, he thought, I know what's right. I'm the man. I am the head of the household. And at the time, we were in Mars Hill Church, a super male-dominated, women shouldn't talk vibes. But it was all very covert, it wasn't ever said out loud necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made, literally tens of twenties of thousands of dollars, just down the tubes because of choices like that, that he wasn't actually listening to me. So I want to be very clear when I talk about what is not male leadership and what is male leadership. Because in that scenario, let's just use that house, for example. Like, I remember saying, like, we don't need to do this. We don't need to move here. We already live somewhere. We already have a mortgage. But it was just this, like, this desire. There's lots of factors to it. But this desire to be like, no, my choice is better. My thought is better. I know what's right. Blah, blah, blah. All the things. And if he had just slowed down and we could have had a different energy together, it would have been like, is this the best choice for us? Let's, like, calmly think about it.
Right.
No, it's really not. It's not going to benefit us. It's, in fact, going to cause a lot of problems, right? And so I think that I want to be very careful in saying that instructing or even encouraging men to lead, because if you're going to do it like a douchebag, don't do it. Don't douche canoe all over this stuff and think that that's leading. Leading is saying, what do you bring to the table that I do not bring to the table? How do we do this together? It's more of like a rally cry versus a, it's almost like a, like a good leader. Think of a good leader. I think of like Martin Luther King or Gandhi. Like, they were not the head of the thing and then their minions. It was, they were in that crowd walking with them, right? Well, it's that energy.
Think of it as a CEO, a as a leader of a movement, a program, which I have led a lot of programs in my past work and stuff. And literally, Ben, your dad talks about, I was the champion of it, right?
Right, right.
I had an idea. I put out my idea to other people. They were like, that's a good idea. I can get on board with that. But I am leading the thing. It's like the leader of an army or the leader of a big company or a small company or anything like that. You are the person on base.
You're the leader of your family.
You are the leader, right? Like, I'm the champion of certain programs that I built, right? Everybody thought it was a good idea, but were they waking up and going to sleep with that on their mind like I was? No, I was. I was the leader of it. I did the meetings. I made sure it was financially what it, well, not, that's not true. I had other people to do that.
You had a team that was my brother.
Right. I had a team for that. I was out there. I was the meetings. I was the spokesperson. I was you call it the show pony.
Yeah. You were the show pony.
I was the show pony of it. So I led the thing. Now, could other people have done it? Yes. But were they as passionate or had the vision for it? No.
Right.
So guys, you lead that way. And I think, so I absolutely love this. Because I think that, first of all, it works. It's biological. It's evolutionary and whatever. And it really works. So I am super duper happy saying I am the leader of the Studley family. Now, has that been the hardest thing ever? And am I learning new things every single day around like, hey, Seth, you thought you had your stuff together, but you had tons of shit not together.
Right.
Get it together. Even just the simple exercise of me like thinking about the movies yesterday and then writing it down. Like, okay, that could have gone a lot better. And it went fine. Everybody was happy and we had a good time at the movies, right? But it could have gone a lot better than it did, right? So I am happy being the leader, being on base, being accountable, being responsible for the wellness of our family. Now, you think that too, right? But you're not the show pony of it, or you're not.
I think of it like
just different roles.
You're the leader and I'm the boss. All those are almost the same thing, but they're very different, I think.
Right.
And like, that's the way that I look at it. Like, you, again, like, you're the champion of the family in a different way. And I'll use this other language. I've said this to Seth before as it pertains to the podcast and our home a little bit, where Seth is like the show pony. Like, he shows up and he shows out, and that's his job. And that's not a bad job. And it's not a
showing up and showing out.
But I'm like the workhorse. And I use this analogy where it's like Seth goes on, you know, at a fair, like a state fair. My sister showed horses in her youth. And that's
I showed horses for like 1,000 years.
I know. So that's where I'm drawing this analogy from. So forgive me if your family didn't show horses. Makes it sound like we were really rich. We weren't. We were not. But anyway. Seth is like the one that you look at, and he's fancy, and he can do some sort of high stepping thing, and maybe like trot with his hair.
You know what I'm thinking of?
Our
kid's little toy. I'm a little pony.
Clippity clop.
Clippity clop.
Oh my gosh! But anyway, so you're the show pony,
right?
But then I'm the like Clydesdale that actually works the farm or the barn that is housing all of the show ponies. I'm the one like. Pulling a cart and they're loading it up with stuff. And I'm not ever going in that arena to prance around, but I'm doing 1,000 times harder work in a different space. Right. And so I like that analogy in a way. I don't know. I think it helps for our business side of things, but
hold on. Think about it this way. If I, and we're just using this analogy, if I wasn't the show pony, there wouldn't be anything for you to like Clydesdale, right? And
yeah,
if you
didn't Clydesdale,
then the show pony would not last for very long.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And men, you have the power to do that. Women do too, but it's so weird. Like in studies show all kinds of, the research susses this out. There's so many things like the power of a present dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And a present father and a present husband, because what you do, you are giving an example to your kids.
Right.
No matter what. And of course, if you lost your brain and like left too, be like, oh, mom. Yeah, I had a crappy mom. But then there's just something different about it. What is the dog doing out?
That's okay. She's right there.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway. Yes.
But yeah, so I think the other thing too is that I wanted to mention, you talked about a minute ago, you said, I've started all these programs and all the money, and then you stopped yourself and you said, no, that's not true. I actually didn't. Tuff's trying to pick up the dog. He was like, he said, actually, that's not true. I didn't do all that money stuff. Someone else did.
Mm-hmm.
So Seth did not take credit for something that he did not actually do.
Right.
Which I really appreciate. One, because that is actually my brother's job.
I didn't want Jesse to listen and go, you're full of crap. So.
Right. But most importantly is he said, wait. I did not actually do that. And that's where I see, that's where I get frustrated with most men who don't understand that they are leaders and that they are not giving credit to the workhorse of their wife. And I know that sounds shitty. Like ladies, raise your hand if it's a really hard role to be a mom and a wife and you don't get credit for it. Like that's me, because Seth was always trying to take credit for stuff that I had done.
Mm-hmm.
And he has recently stopped, but at the vehement demand that I require, he stopped because it was making me furious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially as it pertains to the podcast, like he would talk about how he did something on the show. And I was like, oh, hell to the no, you did not do that. That was my pre-production concept. I was the one who edited it. I was the one who uploaded it. I did the, you know, and so this is, this is stuff that we're learning as we go, but Seth will no longer take credit for things that he actually didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so many men take credit for things that their wives are doing. And they don't credit their wives, which is the worst feeling on the planet.
And then they also, me included, would get pissed when
I would ask for credit.
Well, no, not ask for credit, but when like you did something and I had and it worked 95%, but the 5% was like, well, I would have done it this way and done this differently. Well, you should have done it in the first place and taken the lead on that. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I'm not sure, but.
Like here,
and it makes sense to someone else, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't need to understand it. Sometimes I don't understand you, but it doesn't matter. But I do think, like you were saying earlier, it goes back to that way we're wired biologically.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this does not apply to every single human. We are all on a spectrum of how we're wired, masculine, feminine, and don't even get mad at me for using those phrases. We are all on a spectrum. We are all different. I am probably a very masculine woman. I do lots. I build furniture. I use chainsaws to cut my hand open. I do.
Well, see,
things.
I would even argue why is that even a masculine thing?
I know. I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
But anyway,
chainsaw heavy and I can pick it up and hold it longer than you.
Yeah, technically.
Well, technically, but then again, there goes the biological aspect of it, which you can't.
Cussing. We cuss, but not like that.
Right. Seth. Off the show.
We don't.
There's such a biological component to it. And I think it is so simple. And yet we just F it up and make a ruinous disaster out of it. Right.
Hold on. I want to state something. You keep interrupting me. So
go ahead.
Your family is matriarchal. My family and the culture of my native side is matriarchal as well. So there is an emphasis, well, not so much in your family. In my family, there is an emphasis on the matriarchal side, the mother side.
Like no, on my side too.
It's slightly different. It's less honoring. It's just different. Anyway, so on my side of the family, it's like, no, mom actually does know what's best and dad helps implement that. Dad is still the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Mom knows what's best. Does that make sense?
Right. Like, you're like, the champion of the
home,
nurturing
almost.
And home and family side of the family, right?
Now, that is not to say that I couldn't be the breadwinner or any of those things. Like, we are not talking about societal norms in that way at all. Like, I don't even care about that. And that is not what this conversation is about. Mm-hmm. But I do want to introduce this idea that that men are already leading.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I guess it's the same, like women are leading too. Like if I'm a shit for a wife and I'm shit for a mom,
right,
I'm leading our family that way. So it's definitely the same. Like I think we need to look at ourselves as adults, parents, spouses, especially parents. We are leading, even in our community, we're leading, right? So let's both lead to the best of our abilities all the time. Yeah, I said all the time, like kick ass all the time.
Lead, so this is for the guys, lead in your wisest masculinity possible.
Lead in your zone of genius, how about that?
Yes, and your zone of genius is biological masculine, so
it might not.
So hold on.
It might not be biological masculine, so I don't want to make that feel like that's what we're saying. Is that what it's not?
I'm sort of saying that. But then women lead in your zone of genius feminine, right? That it looks different.
Right. But I do want to clarify. I am not saying masculine feminine. Steph might be, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I can have a complex relationship where we don't even agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what I just said.
Ooh, sick.
So we can have different opinions on that because I don't think of it as feminine, masculine. I just think of it as like how I am wired. And I don't mean how I'm wired as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean how I'm wired as Melanie to my strengths and whatever. Like it's not about if I have ovaries or not. We all have, it's all a homologue. It's all the same. Same parts, different placement, right?
Okay, maybe not ovaries, but what those ovaries produce more.
Sure,
of,
but some women don't have ovaries. Some women have had a hysterectomy. Like none of that is mm-hmm. not, that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
You maybe, and that can be your argument and that's great,
mm-hmm.
but I am not talking about that. And I want to be really clear
mm-hmm.
because I don't want anyone, a man or woman, husband or wife, to hear that and then try to like put, to try to like squish the other person.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm saying. It's not about gender.
If you're doing that, then that's not right. But I'm saying leading from your innate kind of biological, I don't know, estrogen or testosterone, whatever you have more of, leading from that is going to complement how you lead. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? But I want to, we might even go over on this, I don't know. But I have a question here of like, yes, leading. Why do you think men should lead? Simple
I think
as that.
When they don't, or when they don't and they think they are, they cause damage.
Is my ability to lead in a positive way stronger than my ability to lead in a negative way?
I don't know. I think it's both. I think it's like whatever you... Okay. Let me rephrase this. Women are taught by society to follow. Right? We're already following. And in a way, we kind of have no choice. In the majority of settings we go into, we are not going to be paid as much as men.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be viewed as important as men.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be criticized for stupid shit like our clothing
mm.
and not our brain cells,
mm-hmm.
right? So already we are by default following,
mm-hmm.
right? Even though we're in a position of following majority of the time, we are also still leading. That
Do
makes
you
sense.
Like-
we're not. So we're trying to lead. We're stepping. That's why it's still a fight. We're actually not equal yet, right? You know this. You know it.
Yes.
Right? We're not equal in the eyes of society. We don't get paid the same. We don't get treated the same. We don't get judged the same. Blah, blah, blah. So we're already not quite leading, but mm-hmm. we are trying, working collectively to lead, right? Mm-hmm. Men, by default, believe that they're leading, even if they're not.
Ah,
even if they're
good.
A sack of shit leader, they still think, I'm the man. I made a good choice.
You're
blah, blah, blah.
An SOS leader. Do you feel more comfortable leading on a day-to-day basis, show pony, being the leader, or the follower of a good, awesome, kick-ass leader?
I feel more comfortable being the follower. And I wouldn't say follower. It's like co-pilot. It's like a boss to the CEO. It's not follower. It's different, right? I don't follow you. F that.
I'm going to the woods.
Follow
you.
You.
Go?
No. I don't think of it like I'm following you necessarily, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But again, I go back to this thing that like a lot of men, especially in a marriage, specifically if you are in a Christian, like evangelical space, you think you're leading mm-hmm. by default of having a penis and you're not. And that's the, well, let me rephrase that. You think you're leading well by default of having male genitalia, and you're really, no, you're really a crappy leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't admit it because you are, you were essentially your baby as a man. So don't even front here. We won't talk about that. Want to talk about that? So you're babied
as a
man.
Maybe that's a single episode you should do, because I always do solo episodes. You need to do one.
I'm too busy being the workhorse.
Show pony. I'll continue to show pony.
Hashtag show pony. You sound like Lewis House.
Yeah, I know.
Friday. But anyway, so that's the way that I look at it. Like, and men, if you get mad at this, that means you're not a good leader. Hint, hint, hint.
Well, there can be some pushback on it.
If
I disagree with that.
Would
yeah.
you be like, oh, well, I'm leading. I know I'm doing a good job of it because I take into consideration.
Well, that would feel really good. I'll tell you guys, you know what feels good?
Knowing you're doing it right.
Oh my gosh. You build confidence by doing what you say you're going to do and keeping the promises to yourself. If you say you're going to be a good leader and you're open to all kinds of feedback around that, from other guys and your wife mainly, then grow from it. Oh my gosh. Do you know how good that freaking feels?
Right.
It feels better than sex.
Nice.
And we have good sex.
That's right. And so I think that that's...
Well,
that
it does feel pretty good. So.
Oh, sex feels good?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I think of. If you hear me saying that and it feels really insulting to you and you get like... prickly and bristly, that's because you're not a good leader. Like, sorry.
Think about it. That's a sign. I just read a quote, something. If you're easily offended by something over and over and over, then that might be a sign that you just need to grow around that.
There's your sign.
Right? If something is hard, okay. So we have young kids, right? They're learning to skateboard, jump on mountain bikes, and snowboard and ski, right? Mm-hmm. The first time on all of those, they were no good, right? Some of them are really decent now, but the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times we went up to the mountain or like hit a skate park or whatever, they're like, oh, Dad, I can't. I'm like, I know you can't.
Right.
You just started, you know? So let's have a growth. Guys, I encourage you to have a growth mindset. Get some grit. Get some balls around here, right? Like, oh, man, I'm not good at that. Like, I can't believe it. And it seems like I'm bragging, but I'm not. Just the realization that I had yesterday. I was like, hey, let's assess the situation. Sometimes guys call it after action reviews. Hey, what went right? What went wrong? Where could we? What do we want more of? What do we want less of? What can we do about it? Just the after action review of going to the movies yesterday. Something as freaking simple as that has so many implications. Because guess what? Now that I'm doing 75 hard, I haven't had alcohol in like 2 weeks. I'm thinking differently now about after action reviews. About like, How can I make it better next time? Oh, let me think about it. Oh, you know what I can do? I do really good with lists. Let me put it on my freaking power list that I can check off every day of like, hey, plan this, plan that, plan that. See how it goes. Revisit it tomorrow morning when you wake up at the ass crack of dawn because you're doing stuff. You think about it that way and it's all tied together. Is that a good leader? Yes.
Right. And I think that even from an external, this just sort of popped into my head as you were talking about it, is that even if our insular family unit is like, even if I was leading, let's just say that culturally, your family still looks at you and says, well, it's Seth. What is you? Like, it's the outside world looks at a family unit and they look at the man right now. Am I saying that's right or wrong? I don't give a shit. It's just what is for now. Right. And over time, I would love to see it be this like completely unifying, like the man and the woman are the same level. No one's looking at the man for like the bigger choices. Like that is not how I believe it should work. And it doesn't. So for one, it doesn't work that way. Right. If you just make the big choices in our home, we have a miserable home. FYI, it doesn't actually work that way.
Right.
People might try to make it work that way, but it doesn't really work that way in real life. Mm-hmm. Behind closed doors, everything should be a mutual agreeing, figuring out how to deal with it as a couple, blah, blah, blah. But
why does
again,
it have to be behind closed doors?
I'm saying that the reality of that behind closed doors is that in the future, I want to see that be the forward-facing presentation of marriage. Does that make sense? But for now, it's kind of not. And even your family will look to you and get mad at me when I have smart ideas. It happens I have a lot of ideas that are smarter than your family's ideas for things. And I get in trouble basically for it because I'm not you.
On the same thing, I think I have a lot of ideas that are smarter than some of your family's ways that do it. I'm serious. And no, just by like, hey, this is normal.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Go on vacation.
Right. Yeah. Just you don't only have to do family vacations 100% of the time.
Right. And yeah. What was I going to say? But I also, there are a lot of stay-at-home dads there too. Mm-hmm. So listening to this, great, I'm terrible. No, don't say that. I don't think that I could do that. I wouldn't like it. Now, would I try? Yeah, I'd be open to it, but
right.
Well, you're better with the kids than I am. Well, maybe if I did a lot of work, sure. Mm-hmm. But there are guys out there who do the stay-at-home stuff, and that's fine. And the wife is kicking ass and is a pharmacist a doctor whatever, making $1,000.
My best friend on the planet she's a doctor, and her mm-hmm. husband's a stay-at-home dad, but he's also a professor, right? So he teaches part-time, but he's been a stay-at-home dad for 20 years, mm-hmm. right? And but even in that scenario, she is the breadwinner. No questions asked. She makes all the money. Mm-hmm. But even in that scenario, his leadership, how he steps in as a leader, impacts everything. Now, again, this could all be boiled down to just individuals have to show up like kick-ass individuals for a marriage to be good. That could just be the answer. But I think that societally, we still look to men, especially if you're in any religious context, most of them still look to men. So that men puts an extra added pressure onto you to actually be a good leader. Don't mm-hmm. just say you're a leader because you're the male of the relationship. Like, that is such mm-hmm. BS. If this makes you bristle, this tells you something. If you don't like what I'm saying, that tells me you're not stepping up as a strong, competent leader who outsources the stuff they're not good at, who listens to their spouse, who does the things, all of the things, to mm-hmm. the best of their ability, right? Again, mm-hmm. if you bristle, that says a lot about you.
Now, if there's any manly dudes out there thinking, oh, great, Melanie is walking all over Seth or whatever, F that, because you want to talk about like masculine stuff, like holding a chainsaw or hunting mm-hmm. deer or, I don't know, 75 hard 8 million times or like all this stuff.
Gun
is
owner.
Like, no, there's 8 million things that I do that are like super hyper masculine, but am mm-hmm. I weird about them? Am I like top down, my where the highway kind of thing? No, none of that. It's like, I was thinking about this as you were talking, in the going back to the natural world, which we're a freaking part of, I don't even like that saying, but like a male elk, a bull elk or a cow elk or a male lion or anything like that.
Or a manatee.
They are living in their zone of genius. They don't know how not to live in their zone of genius.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they just like, oh, what's the situation call for? I'm going to get my big ass paw and swipe this wildebeest stronger than the lioness can.
What?
A wildebeest.
A paw?
Yeah, paw. A male lion.
You just said paw, my big ass paw. You said it with an L.
I did not say it
yes,
with an L.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
I didn't.
Right? Or like nurturing lion cubs or something like that.
Right.
They're living in their zone of genius. Why can't we live in our zone of genius all the time and like erase the shackles of a lot of bull crap that we learned, right? And I'm taking in culture and matriarch and tribes and collectivist cultures and all this stuff. And here's another thing also. Things that we do now are this way to some degree because they have worked in the past, right? And don't DM me and talk about, what about racism or sexism and all this stuff? Yeah, duh. I'm not an idiot. Those things don't work and those things shouldn't be. But some of the traditional roles are that way because maybe that's how we were born. Maybe thousands and millions of years of evolutionary processes said, hey, this is the best way to do it. Do it this way. What are you doing?
I'm looking up something.
What are you looking up?
Sorry.
You were looking up, why doesn't a lioness have mane?
No.
That's what it said.
No. It was, never mind. Because there are lots of animals in nature that switch, they can actually switch sex.
Yes, yeah, seahorse.
No, I don't think a seahorse does that. There are fish that turn from men to women. Men to women. That's hilarious.
Men to women fish.
And then male. Yeah, I was just curious. Right.
Okay, so let's maybe kind of wrap this up in a good bow.
I guess
I want, if anybody has any questions about this, I want this to be a conversation.
Yeah.
Not just Seth Don't and Melanie just be lost like, their
oh,
brain.
You're so dumb.
They're not Christian anymore.
I like what you used to say, except for this episode.
Oh, gosh.
For 500 episodes, it was good, but this
you
one.
You guys should look at the reviews, the one-star reviews. They are so freaking hilarious.
Well, it's, I just wanted, let me talk about
oh
that
gosh,
for one
it's
minute.
So funny.
Because I want to live in a world where we can be more complexly wired than that. That we can be more complex and like deeper thinkers than I loved all the 500. I loved like help my marriage, help me be a better mom. But one time you said that you don't like the Bible the way that I like the Bible. F you. I'm not watching this show anymore. So 500 times I helped you. But
right.
one time I said something you didn't agree with. Now you're going right. to get all butthurt and give us a 1-star review. F to the U. Like it's so, it's just mind boggling
oh,
to
man.
Me. And I don't understand it. Like, or that I have a slightly different view of Christianity than you have. So what?
So
but
sure,
I helped
you
your
can,
marriage.
If there's,
I helped you be
right.
a good dad. I helped, maybe even helped you have better sex. But I don't think exactly the same thing about the Bible verses of Noah or
we get,
whatever.
We get DMs all the time on Facebook and Instagram and emails
Are
saying,
you even Christian?
Oh my gosh, you guys saved my marriage, literally saved the marriage, right? And like hearing those is amazing and
yes.
awesome and stuff. I'm like, wow. In fact, just in the men's Facebook group a couple days ago, it's like, yeah, I found your podcast. You saved my marriage. I'm like, hello.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So free content saved your marriage. Huh.
Yeah,
awesome.
Something you didn't have to pay for.
Right. So the negative reviews, bring on the constructive criticism. Hey, Seth,
right.
you look like you were being a douchebag on episode 83
right.
with Melanie. Okay. You know what? Maybe I was. Maybe mm-hmm. I was in a funky mood or whatever. Or, hey, Seth, I've been listening since day one. I think you're kind of skewed towards this way. Oh,
right.
really? Tell me about it.
Right.
Right? I mean,
we're
come on,
always
let's get
open
real.
To have a conversation.
Yeah, we are. But negative reviews always reflect more on the person
right.
reviewing, right? The loudest boos, guess what seats they come from? The cheapest freaking seats. The loudest boos come from the cheapest seats, right? So I would say, I don't even know how we're talking about reviews or not, but you should go to iTunes and rate and review the show. You guys, this show is going up in the charts. Just, I think, 2 weeks ago, it was 50 on every single podcast ever created on relationships in iTunes. It was 50.
That's crazy.
It used to be like 300, and that's out of like 500 shows, you guys.
Right.
50. So go to iTunes, rate and review the show. Leave 2 stars, leave 1 star.
Right.
I don't care, right?
Five stars
are
yeah.
better if you like it and if it adds value.
And
so
it's not about us just trying to get good reviews. I mean, I don't, in a way, it's like that's not the point. But if you have been helped by our podcast and you got the nerve to turn around and be like, ooh, they aren't my twin, so I think I should say I don't like them.
Right. So,
like that, I don't know. Not, and you know what? I don't know. I've probably said this before, but not every podcast is for you, you numbnuts. Not everything I talk about applies to your marriage. So, why don't you think about the people who need this show, not just if it applied to you and you did? There is an option to not listen to a show you don't like or to not listen to an episode you don't like. But for you to think that it doesn't help someone else makes me so angry. That's like
your
saying,
show on leadership was I have tons of issues. Are you married? No, I'm single. I'm 23.
No, I'm
hello.
I'm 4 times divorced, and I don't like
right.
your episode
so, anyway,
on leadership.
Okay, enough of like making fun
suck
of people.
It. Suck it. Anyway,
so,
but
guys,
we do
thank
love you.
You. Yes, we love you. We honestly do. Thank you. We do this because it's fun. It's our zone of genius. We love doing it, and we hope genuinely that it adds value to your day,
yes.
to your marriage, to your individual life. If you have questions, email hello@anatomyofmarriage.com. We'll talk about all this stuff.
Right.
Trust me, we are very, very active in email, mm-hmm. Instagram, and Facebook. Go join the men's Facebook private page. I'll accept you if you want to do some kick-ass stuff. We got a lot of stuff going on over there.
Right.
And a lot of stuff to look forward to. Wink, wink, hint, hint, if you know what I mean. So, you guys.
But let me wrap it up and say.
Yes.
In summation of this entire episode, we know you can be an amazing leader, like a real, authentic, amazing leader. Whether you're a male or a female, I don't care, non-binary, whatever you are, I do not even care. You can be an amazing leader. And I think for men, it just is, you're leading anyway. Be the best leader you can be. You're already leading. Society looks at you as leaders. The church looks at you as leaders. A lot of times your wife will look at you as a leader. Now, does every wife do that? No. but you are already leading. Same for you, women. You're already leading. Be the best GD leader you can be, right?
Men, lead better and F more.
Okay. All right.
Can I leave it with that?
If that's what you want to leave it with,
is
sure.
It true?
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
All right. We love you
guys.
Love you. Thank you. See you later.
Bye.